due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Jason there, I know you're excited to be out here a part of something big, but do you really think that you're a part of the most dominant three-man group in all of WWE? Yeah. Jason, I've been running with Gallows and Anderson for 10 years before you knew that Kurt Angle was your dad.
I'm Bill Goldberg. When I'm in Rochester, I listen to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen to it, or I'll kill you.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for January 13th. Snowmageddon 2 just ended here in Rochester, New York. Hey, by the way, Bri, you can push the button and it'll turn on too, just as well as pointing at it, you know?
Okay,
welcome back to the show. I'm the Cashman. I'm joined today by DC Dan Cole. Good morning, DC.
Good morning.
And of course, Danger Boy is with us.
Good morning.
I like that shirt, Danger Boy.
Why, thank you.
It's nice, nice. And we're joined by Double B, Brian Burke.
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. So you're all dressed so fine and fancy. What's going on?
Well, I got to go to work from here.
Oh, okay.
It's the painies.
It's the painies.
Yeah.
Remember the Mark came with a tuxedo on when we did the painies that one time.
Tuxedo t-shirt.
Okay, tuxedo t-shirt. Hey, we have a guest in the studio too. Just got here. Hey, it's Colin Delaney. What's up, Colin?
Hey, what's going on? Sorry, I'm a bit late. It's a blizzard out there.
Yeah,
nobody knew that.
Yeah, I think. Well, we've all been fearing it for a bunch of days. But thank you for coming up this morning.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having
me. Very cool. We have a UPW show. The Merge show is going on tonight. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But let me get through my plugs real quick as we start the show. I want to do a special holidays today real quick. It's International Skeptics Day. Yeah, I'm sure it is. And Make Your Dreams Come True Day. Also, happy birthday to Bullet Club member from Japan, Yuhiro Takahashi. Or he just goes by Takahashi, I believe. Isn't it? It's his birthday today. I'm not going to say how old he is. I've started to refrain from that. I don't want to show people are too old, but he's not that old.
He goes by Takahashi, but I thought it was weird that on the English commentary on Wrestle Kingdom, they continually called him by his first name.
Yeah, Yuhiro. Yeah.
Repeatedly.
Yeah, that's and weird. It's funny. I think his Wikipedia showed up, and they said that's all they're calling him by now is his first name, too. So,
but they didn't want to confuse the Americans between him and Tanahashi.
True. Damn, who knows? I mean, but it's funny watching some of his gimmicks, and he's been in TNA. He's been way many times in the United States. So, and he's one of the Bullet Club members. He was tagging with, what was his name from the Bullet Club? Hangman Page. They were like a tag team in New Japan for like a tournament they had for like 6 months last year. So, hey, also, I want you to know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Slight Empire Culver. Don't forget to join us 1 week from today for UFC 220 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East or Joe. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's 1 week from today, January 20th. Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 220. And there's two title fights on that card. You definitely want to come watch it. We get the heavyweight title and we get the light heavyweight title. So the big guys will be on display a week from tonight for UFC 220. And there's never a cover charge at either of these places. Come join us, and you know, even if it's like Snowmageddon now, it's still it's nice and warm in there, and there's plenty of adult beverages flowing, full menu. Come and have a good time with us. Interested in roller derby, want to skate, officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. I'm the Cashman. I'm joined. Well, I went through this already.
You forgot a birthday.
Oh, I forgot a birthday?
Super Beast.
Today is Super Beast's birthday?
Today is Super Beast's birthday.
All right. Hey, happy birthday, Super Beast. You see, he's not working tonight, is he?
No.
No, I'm guessing he's probably working a bottle of something or another.
I think he was supposed to be in Erie, but they canceled that show.
Oh, really? Okay, very cool. Well, happy birthday, Super Beast. You know, he's brother from another mother, I guess. Is that the saying? Yeah, he's been up here quite a few times. But welcome, welcome Colin Delaney into the studio today. Colin, how's it going?
It's going very well. Cold. It's freezing outside.
This is the week of the year we usually do our Painty Awards, and we've got some of those to do during the show. But you've got the UPW Merge tonight.
I feel like I've been up here for this award show. This definitely isn't my first time. I may have been here last year for it, if not the year before.
We kind of sometimes we do it up big time with like sound effects and, you know, whistles and everything. But
special guests.
Wait. Are you trying to subtly tell me right now that you do not have queued up the stinger from the Randy News Network?
No, I do that. I can find that. I will find that before we start. But Colin, man, how's it going, brother? We saw you on TV a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's going very well. Everything's going very well for me.
That was really cool. Not only was it cool that they acknowledged it on TV, because, you know, sometimes they tend to not acknowledge things like that, you know, but then you did the backstage interview and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know. I mean, going into it, I didn't know they were going to do any of that. And I don't even think they knew they were going to do it until I think it was honestly after the match they came up to me and said, "Oh, hey, we're actually going to acknowledge you." I was like, "Oh, okay. All right, let's do it."
I was going to say, and also, I mean, I got to tell you, the city that popped the most was probably Rochester, New York, when you were in the ring with, you know, Luke Harper there. And it's like he's staring you down as before the match starts. And it was just like, it's kind of like a shout out to everybody in this area, because it's like, you know, these two guys, you know, were here, and it's like, and now they're on this platform. I thought that was really cool.
It was crazy. When they told me they were going to have me work on TV that night, they said, "We're going to have you work with the Bludgeon Brothers," and I just laughed. I just laughed.
It was pretty cool. It was, you know, and what was it like? You know, I mean, you do fill in stuff with them every once in a while still, don't you?
No,
really.
Honestly, this is the first time I've done anything with them in basically 10 years. It was almost exactly 10 years to the day that I did anything with WWE from my first time with Shelton. My first time with Shelton was December 17th, 2007. And this was like December 7th, 2017. So it was almost exactly 10 years.
That's crazy. I mean, yeah. And the thing is that actually, I loved how they acknowledge it on TV. Usually they don't, you know. I mean, a lot of times they'll just, you know, and then you had, you know, what's his name? Who's the announcer that was going talking about it?
It had to have been Corey Graves. Yeah, I don't think anyone else would have noticed.
Of course, Corey Graves, who, you know, we've seen in this town a long time ago, too. You know?
Well, I mean, like I said, I wasn't sure if they were going to acknowledge me being there before, and I'm not even sure they knew if they were going to on my way out. I think it was kind of an on-the-fly thing, and then once they did it, they just figured they'd continue to roll with it.
So did you catch up with a lot of people backstage when you were there?
Yeah, I did. It's weird because I know more of those guys from the independent circuit than I do from the WWE anymore. I mean, the guys I know from WWE are like Shelton, Zack Ryder, Curt Hawkins, and like Gallows and a couple other guys. But all these other guys like Ambrose and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and, you know, all these other guys I know from the indies, you know. I know from doing local shows and traveling around doing shows. So it's cool to see everybody there.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like, and of course, now I kind of heard his story, but maybe you can tell us a little bit more about Shelton Benjamin. You bumped him into him backstage and he didn't recognize you or something?
Yeah. He walked right past the locker room and I kind of jumped out. Like I said, I really haven't been there or done anything or with them in literally 10 years. So I hop out of the locker room because I saw him coming in and I was like, "Hey, Shelton, it's great to see you again." And he said, "Hey, man." And he just shook my hand and kept walking. And then I was at the ring a little while later, kind of in workout gear. And he looked over and he looked away and he looked back at me and looked me up and down and goes, "Oh, man, I did not even recognize you." And we we had a good chat from there.
Yeah, I was going to say you were your break into ECW was going up against Shelton Benjamin, and
yeah, we had a good talk about how back in that era, like, that was a lot of guys break into ECW. He got me a job. He was Kofi's real first breakout thing. He was Evan Bourne, Matt Sydal. He was the one who worked with him to get him a spot in ECW. So he really was the gold standard back then.
And he just, I mean, he's fairly new again. I mean, he had taken quite a long time off and then just came back, you know, back a few months ago when they brought him back as I believe the New Day called him old Jason Jordan when they were introducing him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he looks great though.
No, he does. He looks bigger than ever. And I mean, he was coming through. He had a bad knee injury, I think.
Yeah. He's been on and off injured.
Yeah, and they actually were signed him when they did the brand split a year and a half ago, and then he got hurt right around that time. He was going through the examination, and they noticed that he had a torn MCL in his leg or something in his knee, and so he actually got it fixed, and it got put off like 8 months, I think, from debuting, and then as soon as he was healthy, they brought him back. So, yeah, it's cool. It was like awesome. I mean, what the love from town here you got too, man. People, you know, just went bananas on Twitter and everything when they saw you on TV.
Yeah, super cool. And I mean, then I got to do the 205 Live with Hideo Itami. And I mean, 205 Live, talk about how many guys I know on Raw and SmackDown. I've worked with pretty much the entire 205 Live roster before. So that was cool getting to hang out with those guys like Drew Gulak and Tony Nese. And I mean, I was a Kenta fan from way back in the day. So working Hideo Itami was crazy.
Yeah, you took to go to sleep too, right?
Yeah, I actually took a quick nap.
Yeah, and I mean, when
your face is attached still. Too.
Yeah. I know. I remember last time you were up here, you had just had reconstruction surgery on your side of your skull.
Yeah, on my face, I broke my basically my orbital bone, which is what happened to Brian Kendrick the next week from Hideo Itami, which is crazy. I've been talking to Brian on and off here. He just got plate put in his face too, so it's crazy. I feel bad.
It's interesting. You're friends with Brian too. I mean, I remember when he was here in town here with TNA that time that they did the Blue Cross Arena.
Yep.
And he was hanging out. We were talking about him just because, remember, he wasn't wearing any shoes the whole time I saw him. He was
that sounds about right.
He's walking around barefoot. But he was just a great guy and everything. And it's like, I felt terrible for him because I thought he was overselling it on TV when he took it. But in reality, he freaking just took the shot right to the side of the head.
Well, you don't really notice a lot of times when you watch on TV, but there are so many camera switches on WWE television that sometimes things like that, like, I watched it a bunch of times to try and see exactly where he got clipped, but they just switch angles so quickly that it's easy to miss it. It does look like he might have been overselling it.
Yeah, it does. But that's what I thought too. And it's like, then I read he got hurt, and it's like, really? And I had to go back and watch it because but I mean, that's a dangerous move anyways. I mean, it's, you know.
It is. And, throwing your knee towards somebody's face is kind of a big thing in wrestling right now, probably because Kenny Omega is one of the most popular wrestlers on planet Earth. So it's become a popular thing. But, I mean, I've broken my face from it. Now Spanky's broken his face from it. Yeah. And I'm sure that's not, you know, we're not the only ones.
Austin Aries caught that foot from Itami a year ago or 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. That's, I mean, Hideo Itami's kind of had a rough shake here. He just seems, I mean, I don't know. He went from being like the man in Japan to just having a bunch of rough shakes here on TV.
Yeah, and I mean, he also had an injury when he was here too. That he was down a long time from that. But he's, you know, I mean, and we're only hoping the best for him because we think, you know, we watched him in the past. He's a great wrestler, so it's like,
yeah, and it's just like. This him hurting Brian, it sucks for Brian, but it also sucks for Itami because that's just another thing piling up against him. Now he can't use that move, which was, you know, a big part of his thing. So I feel for the guy.
Well, we had heard, and I don't, there's probably no truth behind this, but it was just a rumor going around that they paid a lot of money for him and they really wanted to get him up on TV because he was probably one of the highest paid guys down at NXT.
Well, sure.
And so he might have been rushed up to come up and do that.
I don't feel like they rushed him though. I feel like he was in NXT for a good amount of time.
He was there forever.
You know, because of the injury and whatnot, but still he was down there for a good while. I just think it was a combination of things. I think 205 Live could use him as well, which made the decision, you know, a bit easier.
Well, you got to see him in town here too, right? You were at the when they came NXT came to Rochester.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like we got to see the best of him against Aleister Black, which was just an incredible match. Sitting in the second row, you know, of course, and I thought, you know, and it's, I think that what I mean by rush is they had a contract with him. They wanted to get their money's worth because they, and that's why they brought him up TV because they felt that they were paying him a lot of money and, you know, and,
sure,
you know, and so I don't mean that they rushed him to get up because, you know, as soon as he got there, because heck, I wish they would have when he first signed because, you know, when they were doing the Cruiserweight Championship tournament, you know, the, I wish they would have brought him right back up. And then it's like, then we were kind of like, okay. And how, I always wondered, how do you feel about the 205? Is it, do you think that's very limiting to the guys who are in that division?
What do you mean?
Well, it's all they do is wrestle each other, you know? And it's like that, that, there, and yes, now they've expanded more to Monday night with, you know, with Enzo being the guy, you know, the champion and everything. But still, it's the show's pretty much limited to the roster that they're, they have.
Yeah, I guess so. I think the big issue, and they're kind of catching it right now with injuries, is that the roster is limited, but then once you remove two guys, it's even that much more limited. The roster could use to expand a little bit, or at least give it a little leeway with guys who are under 205 who could, you know, viably do both.
True.
Because they have, I mean, there are other guys on that roster who are under 205 pounds. And I mean, now that, you know, they've moved Kalisto over and they've, you know, they've started doing those things. But I don't know.
I think that was a gripe of Austin Aries because he felt that he, and rightly so, that, I mean, he was champion down at Impact Wrestling. And now he's being, you know, he's being pigeonholed into, you know, it was a series he had, you know, are pigeonholed into 1 hour on the internet, you know, after going, you know, I mean, maybe I'm wrong with him, what he was thinking, but I mean, he did want to be on TV. He wanted to be on Raw. He wanted to be a champion. He wanted to be heavyweight champion.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, he's been around a long, long time. So, I mean, he probably wanted it faster than, but I mean, I don't see any reason why, I don't know, because I also don't know his entire situation, but it seems to me like if he could have just, you know, kept doing his job, then maybe the opportunity comes around to move to Raw or to do something on SmackDown, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, no, I know exactly. And maybe impatience, you're right. Maybe he came in with a chip on his shoulder saying, hey, I'm this big guy. I should be, you know, I mean, I should probably, you know, I should be on Raw, but it's like he just wasn't satisfied with being, you know, left at a 205 Live, you know?
Yeah, because I don't feel like he was on 205 Live for very long. So,
well,
it's,
according to his interview with Jericho, he didn't ask to leave. He was asked to leave.
Really?
They said they had nothing for him.
Wow.
That's strange. That could have come down to another situation about, like we were talking about with Tommy, and they probably paid Austin Aries a better amount than some others because of his history and background, but it seems strange that they would just let him walk.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, especially as quickly as he had been in three high profile matches on TV and on pay-per-view right before that. So when we go to break on that, we have these awards, the Painies. It's the Painies, folks. And by the way, we're on Facebook Live. See, there's Colin right there. If you're looking right now, Facebook Live, we're going to be on the whole hour. We're going to be back. We're going to talk more. We got the UPW merch today going on. You know, it's like, what is with this weather? Thank God it's done now. So now we don't have to worry about this getting in the way of tonight's show. So, and it's going to be at Pineapple Jack's, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about the card and about, you know, why the merch happened, I guess, you know. We're going to take your calls, too. 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
When I watched your match last week with Samoa Joe, man, I got goosebumps. It was like for the first time in my life, I felt like I was a part of something meaningful. It's just like you said, when someone messes with one of us, they mess with all of us.
When it's all said and done, at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view, when the night is over, we are going to be the first ever co-WWE champions.
Hey, Hey, it's Brady. You know, I'm about to educate you. If you're car shopping, you've probably heard terms like MSRP, invoice, list price, dealer price. But what do they actually mean? I know it's confusing, right? Not anymore. Introducing True Price from True Car. It's a price that actually means something because it's the exact price you'll pay for the car you want, including fees and accessories. And best of all, you'll know if your True Price is competitive because True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car you want. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
At Progressive, we think your custom cupcake shop is first class. Yeah, your cupcakes were first class from your first day of cupcake class right up till you graduated. First in your class. And a first class, first in class top brass like yourself deserves Progressive Business Insurance. With over 30 business and vehicle options, you'll feel like you and your cupcakes are flying. First class. So move your center of mass to progressivecommercial.com real fast. Now you're cooking with gas. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Honda Stage proudly presents Grammy Award winner Miguel. Head to iHeartRadio.com/HondaStage to check out Miguel's exclusive performances. Wherever your path takes you, Honda celebrates the creativity and drive it takes to get there.
I do make mistakes, and had I known Daniel Bryan was going to take me seriously after what I said last week, I probably wouldn't have said what I said. In fact, I was trying to be sarcastic. Had I known, I would just take those words and shove them right back in my mouth. I can't change that at the Royal Rumble. It will be a handicap match. I get that. Is there a chance I could lose my championship now? Absolutely. Is there a chance I could beat the crap out of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn? You better believe it.
This is Cowboy James Storm, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280. And if you don't like that, sorry about your damn luck.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. A little teaser from James Storm. Who knows? Maybe we'll see him at the Royal Rumble. Who knows? He's available now. His ties were officially done with Impact Wrestling as of last week. Welcome back to the show. I'm the Cashman. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Double B Brian Burke. Peter Burke is here as well. And, of course, Colin Delaney. Thank you so much for coming up, Colin.
Yeah, of course.
So why don't we do one of these awards? We're going to do, I found the Randy Orton music. We have to do it since I found the music. So we're going to start the painties right now, and we're going to calls and talk with Colin more. Breaking news. Who wants to go first? I'll go first.
Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to go with, I've got the promotion of the year, and this is voted on by you fans of the Pain Clinic online. And the promotion of the year is, I just destroyed the page, NXT with 35% of the vote. WWE got third behind New Japan Pro Wrestling. Interesting.
This was the one that surprised me the most as I was tracking the polls.
Interesting.
But honestly, this might sound bad.
35% seems like a low number.
I can't disagree with the results on this.
Oh, no, me neither. You know, I mean, we don't get to see New Japan that much. If you have Access TV, yes, you get the show every week. But you know, they show up on Ring of Honor TV, and of course in Rochester you get Ring of Honor like 8 times on the weekend. All you gotta do is switch between 13 and 7, you know. It's on one of those channels. So seriously, and if you set it to tape on your DVR, you're gonna have like 8 episodes by the time it's done after the weekend. But I agree. And NXT, I mean, listen, I like NXT's takeovers are by far superior over most of the pay-per-views we see to follow them, you know. So it makes sense.
Yeah, and I think you can probably liken this a little bit to LeBron not winning the MVP every year. Like, WWE inevitably should win promotion of the year if you're really, like, staring at it by the numbers. But, like, same thing with LeBron not winning MVP every year. Other players have to win, too. I think you kind of overlook just how massive WWE is.
And WWE usually wins every year. It's one of those things where it's like, even like when you see like the Pro Wrestling Illustrated polls or Dave Meltzer's polls, WWE would win by far every year just because of its saturation in the market.
Right, you know? Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, if it was actually coming down to the best player every year in basketball, LeBron James is probably the MVP of the league.
Oh, so. Yeah.
And that's when he gets held to a different standard.
Right.
And that's why he doesn't win it every year, because yeah, you expect him to be at that level.
Same thing with WWE not winning this. I mean, I agree, NXT is killing it, and these takeover events are probably even more look forward to than the actual event. I don't know, Royal Rumble's kind of a big one, though.
Yeah, Royal Rumble's my favorite.
So, I mean, maybe Royal Rumble's outshadowing the takeover, but this is probably the first time. Usually it's like, oh yeah, let's SummerSlam's whatever, but takeover,
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's see Colin Delaney in this year's Royal Rumble, right?
Hey, anything could happen, right?
Why don't we do one more before we take a phone call? One more, Payne-y. Danny, you want to do one?
Yeah. I'll go. I have event of the year here.
Event of the year.
I brought my knife so I could open these nice. And the event of the year goes to NXT TakeOver War Games.
Oh,
not a surprise.
Yeah. 41% of the vote.
Probably a match of the year might have been on that card, too, with that the Velveteen followed, Dream.
Followed in the polling, Wrestle Kingdom 11 got second place, 34% of the vote. WrestleMania 33, third, 25% of the vote.
Okay. Huh. I mean, I actually thought, I don't know, there was a couple WWE events that I thought I would put above WrestleMania last year, but it's an easy one to pick, you know, if you get a list. Let's go to the phones, 222-1280, Star 12. We got Rick from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. Colin Delaney's in the studio with us.
I know this. What's going on, Colin?
Hey, Rick. How are you?
Good, brother. First of all, great few shows you had in the last couple weeks there, man. I would love to see you on 205 Live.
Thank you much, man. Thank you much.
Yeah, I work with your buddy over at your buddy Nick.
Who?
Nick Ando.
Oh.
You mean the captain?
Yes.
Okay. El Capitan.
Yeah, you're a great worker, bro. I love everything you do.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, Richie and gang, who do you think was on the phone with Angle? Do you think it was Trish or Lita, per chance?
Probably both of them. Probably one week it was Trish, and the other week it was Lita.
Or Beth Phoenix.
Beth Phoenix, she's another one, you know.
Or Molly Holly.
Well, he said something last week where he's like, you haven't been active in 3 years, so that immediately makes me think Beth Phoenix, so.
Okay. I actually disagree, even though I love NXT for the promotional year. I would like to see ROH win it.
I how did ROH do, Danny? Do you remember that?
I have it right here. ROH got fourth with 12% of the vote.
Who was right above them?
WWE.
WWE's third. Second was New Japan. Number one, NXT. So
NXT, WWE, same thing.
Nah, not really. No, it's it's.
I mean, well, you know what I mean. It's still the brand, but
yeah, but it's not.
Now I just seen an interview last night on YouTube with JR interviewing Joe, and I think it was late December, saying he's talked to Punk and he said he's willing to work again with him.
Really?
Yes. It was on YouTube. It was late December of last year on JR's, I guess he's got a podcast or something. I was listening to it and said he's open, very open to another return.
Yeah, with what, New Japan? You know, I mean, that's
no, what with WWE.
Because that's what Joe is working with New Japan. I mean, Ross is working New Japan now. He does stuff with WWE, but he's like the main announcer for the New Japan TV show.
But Joe is saying that Punk was hollering that he wouldn't mind doing some spot appearances in WWE.
Huh.
Well, or even either that or groom the talent in the back, you know, from a veteran, kind of get some leadership, you know, roles and things like that in the back, or even a booker.
Nothing surprises me, Rick. Come on. Hogan came back. We saw.
Well, Hogan is going to come back. Hogan is coming back.
We got Goldberg who came back after, you know, what, 12 year, you know, more than 12 years. 15 year hiatus, you know. I mean, so nothing is. I mean, you can sue that company and win and get, you know. I guess the only person who never really came back was Randy Savage, you know? I mean, he did sort of at the end. He got a doll and he got like a Legends contract, and it was starting to, you know, become good between them, and then he unfortunately died in that car accident or had a heart attack and it led to that. But, I mean, a lot of people, there's no ever turning. I mean, you can come back, I think. It doesn't matter how bad, you know, they can work together. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, who knows when? I think Punk really left sour taste in, like, people like Triple H's mouth. You know, and he's like a guy who has a lot of say in what goes on right now. So who knows?
Now, is the rumors true that Paige is officially done with her career in ring?
Yes, Paige has been told that they will not clear her to wrestle anymore.
Apparently, she had the repaired spine, upper spine. Vertebrae, and she took a kick there from Sasha Banks on the house show that I think it was in Connecticut. I can't remember where it was, but and she had a stinger and she couldn't feel her hands. So You know, it's like, it's too dangerous. It's kind of like why they won't work with Edge. Edge won't work in the ring anymore either. And I don't know if he, I mean, I'm sure he had a lot to say about it too, but yeah, when you have stenosis.
And my heart breaks for Paige. I mean, she's so young and just, I can only imagine having wrestling ripped away from me at 25, you know, like, and how much I love it, how much all those, everyone who does it loves it. To imagine it being ripped away from you so young and so early, like, there's still so much she could have done. So my heart breaks for her.
I'm sure she's going to still be doing some, you know, stuff with them and things like that.
I don't know. It would be hard if someone told you, I mean, all you want to do is wrestle, and someone tells you you can't do it anymore. So a lot of times people take a step back, you know?
Yeah, like Edge. Yeah. You know, Edge didn't do anything involving wrestling for a good minute.
And two other points. Any news on the Revival? I mean, they were up there for a while, then they just kind of went away.
Well, they had injuries. Both guys, one guy was injured, then the next guy, they came back maybe about a month. The other guy got injured. They're back. Don't worry. They'll be back.
Okay.
They were on TV like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, they were on TV a couple weeks ago. They were actually part of the guys that came down to break something up a couple weeks ago, too. So they're there.
Okay, and did you catch my boy from the Vaude Villains? I like him in ROH, Simon Grimm.
Yeah, yeah. He has an interesting story. I really like to hear what happened, you know. I mean, I know he had this, I think I've heard stories he had, like, anger issues or something. And or maybe he was just frustrated, and that led to anger issues. But yeah, it's nice that he's back. It's, you know, it's good that actually that both the guys are still doing okay, because, you know, you figure you have a tag team that, you know, was like gangbusters down in NXT, and they bring it up, and I thought it was going to be super big, and then unfortunately after about a month they got pushed to the side, much like some of the other tag teams that unfortunately are around now too. But then they broke him up, and now, you know, now we get Rusev Day every week. So I'll take that too, you know.
Hey, Richie, one other take. I actually have, besides Alexa Bliss, my 1A diva now. I hope it doesn't get anybody mad in the studio.
Is it Nia Jax?
No, she's a pretty girl, but I actually hope I don't anger anybody there.
You're not going to anger anybody. Go ahead.
Dana Brooke with that classic, teacher secretary look, and she is gorgeous. A la Stacey Keibler in WCW.
Well, there's someone else too.
She is not Stacey Keibler.
Yeah, it's more like
Alexandra York
from the
early 90s York Foundation.
The York Foundation. Yeah, it's the Red Rooster was
Terrence further. Taylor, Thomas Rich.
Terrence Taylor, yes. Oh my God, you got to go back and look at that stuff, Rick. Go to type in Alexandra York
so bad.
On the WWE Network.
Alexandra York
on the WWE Network.
It was Melina.
Yeah. What was it?
I got to check that out.
Okay, man. Take it easy, bro.
All right, yeah, see
ya. All right, 222-1280 Star Toys. And number, thanks for the call, Rick. We'll take one more quick one just here for a second. We got
one more quick one? We need to have a quick one first before we can have another one.
Okay, sorry, Rick. Hey, we got Baldy in line. What's up, Baldy?
I'm all right. I'm calling you from Horseman Country. I'm in sunny Greenville, South Carolina. Woo!
All right.
No, I'm just kind of rubbing it in because I know how you guys are dealing with it right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys got snow down there like a week ago, right? Yeah.
Yeah, a trace, but it didn't even stick to the ground.
Okay.
No, it's sunny, 50s, 60s. Anyways, I'm down here on business. That has nothing to do. I don't want to rub it into any of the guys in the peanut gallery there.
Okay, fine. Well, believe me, we're used to snow. It's nothing new here. It just, you know, comes off our shoulders, you know.
Sure. Yeah. Sure, you got my buddy Colin Delaney in there?
Hey, buddy.
How we doing?
Doing cold is how we're doing.
Yeah, I ended up having a kid with that senorita.
Come on.
Yeah, and we're down here in Greenville living life.
Get out of here.
So I mean, you guys brought up Austin Aries, man. And I know it's old news, but since you brought it up, I kind of want to touch on it because that guy's like my favorite, man.
There's news, yeah. Big news about him this week that he showed up in Impact Wrestling.
Okay, well, that's too bad. I mean, where are our Austin Aries AJ Styles matches? I mean, instead we got a six-month feud of AJ Styles and Jinder Mahal. Come on, there was more heat in the Baldy Scott from Henrietta feud than that.
Okay, true.
There's a couple things I'm looking forward to, too. This mixed tag team, at first I was like, but... Looks kind of interesting, although it's kind of obvious. I see Miz and Asuka coming on the top bracket and then meeting in the finals against Rude and Flair. They got a wild card where there's a fan vote in, but still, those seem like the obvious ones. I mean, Bobby Roode, they need him with Flair. I like them for forever. They should keep those two as a pair. Pair them up with a good tag team, an Anderson type, like those guys on Raw who keep getting hurt. The real good tight tag team that's going to be a tag team forever.
Man, I promise I thought you were making a joke when you said Roode and Flair because you're down in South Carolina. I was like, Rick Roode and Rick Flair. Oh, Bobby Roode and Charlotte Flair. Yeah. I get it. I'm with you now.
I mean, they wear the same robe.
I was going to say, Roode wears that Ric Flair style robe.
They got the same tailor. It'll save him a trip to the laundromat there. So, but also, one last thing, guys. I know I'm taking a lot of your time, but the Royal Rumble. I mean, I'm lobbying the WWE now because, of course, they listen every week. The front office listens. You got to do what you can. Get Bobby Lashley in there. If the WWE isn't working, and I know people aren't going to like to hear this, but Paul Heyman agrees with me, that if the WWE isn't working towards Lashley Lesnar for the main event, they're going the wrong direction. I just watched something on YouTube, ECW Exposed, and it was a part two of it. And they said, well, where was the business headed? He goes, well, the barbed wire, the hardcore, that was over. We're going towards the Ring of Honor style. And so that's where we should be headed. I mean, I know we got to get the glitz and glamour, but the hardcore fans, stop trying to promote to India. Stop trying to promote here. Promote to the Mid-Atlantic, to Mid-South, where fans are waiting to watch, but they're not going to watch the crap you put on there. They don't want to see Jinder Mahal, AJ Styles. They want to see Austin Aries, AJ Styles. One more thing, guys. Don't forget, Baldy rules.
All right, Baldy, you take it easy, buddy. Enjoy the warm weather down there in Greenville, South Carolina, the home, the Ric Flair country. But they make some good points, I guess. You know, I'm curious how this mixed tags thing is going to work. Starting, it's a Facebook live event that's going to happen as soon as the shows are over. It's a SmackDown. As soon as SmackDown ends, they're going to start them. And it's like, it's interesting because they really haven't explained how, is it going to be like women versus, is it going to be like a tag match where there's men versus men, women versus
they've
women?
Explain that. It's a mixed tag match.
Yeah, I understand that. But they've got 15 minutes, you know, to do this before, like, for, you know, most of that's
so the triple the time of a normal TV match.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh, yeah, they're going to get lots of time to work and everything. So we're going to go to break here in a second. But Colin, man, today, UPW, Upstate Pro Wrestling, is going to be the merge UPW versus KDW there at Pineapple Jack's. Doors open 5:30 and the action starts at 6. You want to get there early, but talk about the merge. I mean, we're merging two companies together tonight.
Yeah, but we're not really. Like we were talking about it during the break. Just because the shows were at Pineapple Jack's, it was all still kind of the same. The line was real thin. The line was real thin before. So now everything's just going to be under one banner. It'll be easier to follow, easier to make sense of. So tonight we got the merge, and the weather has, you've got time before 6 p.m. to shovel your driveway out and get in your car. The roads weren't terrible on the way here.
No, you're correct. Actually, I was kudos to the city of Rochester. I came on the highway here, 590 to 490, no problems. I mean, yes, we were going about 45, not 55 right. or 60, but I can handle going at that speed, you know. And I wasn't sliding all over the roads. There weren't an accident. So I mean, it's done. We already had this snowstorm, and now it's like it's going to be beautiful the rest of the day.
So it shouldn't hinder anybody from coming out to UPW's The Merge tonight. And if you've come to a show in the past and haven't come in a little while, now is a good time to jump back on to start making sense of things.
Yeah, it's almost like a reboot because you're going to be merging the heavyweight championship with the 585 live championship.
Yeah, just the, you know, a couple of core titles, you know, the same roster every month instead of kind of a little bit of a split. And just, yeah, easier to. I think we're going to do most of our shows at Pineapple Jack's from here on out, and then a couple, kind of like WWE does with like the four big ones. There'll be like four big events outside of the Pineapple Jack's this year.
Yeah, the headlocks and home runs always seems to be someplace else, which, you know, can bring in more. And you guys, but I see it's really cool. Is that now you're gonna, you know, a KDW in general. I mean, it was kind of like the rookie league, we'll say, the kids who are coming up and like you know just making their character. I shouldn't say making their characters, but becoming the wrestlers they want to be.
Yeah.
That's where they would get their start, and they would move their way to UPW, and then you start crisscrossing with a lot of talent, guys that you trained, and it's not, you know, no secret that you're the trainer there.
Yep.
You're your head trainer. So is it great to see these guys? You're really satisfied with these guys and the progress that you know they did with KDW there?
Yeah, it's crazy because if you look at the roster now, I mean, a good portion of it, probably at least half of it, I've trained. So that's really cool to see, and it's cool to see those guys kind of taking the reins and taking over and kind of, you know, making the run of it now.
Finding their groove, you know, and it's like it's really cool, and it's going to be a great show. And you got like all these titles merging, and I'm sure there's going to be all sorts of controversy. And and Pineapple Jacks is a great place to go see a show. I've always enjoyed every time I've seen a show in the place.
Yeah, I agree. We're doing them a little bit later now. It starts at 6, whereas usually the KDW shows were starting around 3 or 4 before. So a decent little bar time. And, you know, the bar's right there. There's TVs. You can check out the playoff football while you're there. So that's an advantage.
A lot of times they'll have bands later that night, and I guess it would be great if you could get them all the bands to get into the ring and do like a battle royale or something, you know? You know, just to warm them up too, right?
Yeah, get them ready.
Cool. We're going to break on that. Well, why don't we break on one more? Danger Boy, I think we haven't heard from you yet for your award. So we're going to go to the one of your...
Yes. I've got Tag Team of the Year.
Tag Team of the Year. Voted on you, the fans, who are now watching us on Facebook with Colin Delaney and the rest of the gang in the studio on Facebook Live right now.
Tag Team of the Year with 41% of the vote, the Usos.
Wow. Now, it doesn't surprise me. I think the Usos had a great year. I mean, because as much as I disliked them for the longest time, I've kind of like dug now where they're, you know, where they're going. I like their harder-edged characters.
Yeah, they've definitely turned it up this year. But second place in that vote went to the Young Bucks.
And the Young Bucks, it's hard to pick against them. The Young Bucks are a very good team. Hey, Brian, you got something in front of you?
I got a new Star of the Year.
Cool. I want to do one more and then before we go to break.
New Star of the Year with 49% of the vote, the Velveteen Dream.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Kid, what's a kid, like 19, you know?
22.
22, okay.
He started at 19.
Yeah, very cool. So we're going to go to break, come back. We've got 4 more awards to give away. We got Colin Delaney in the studio talking about UPW Merge today. Pineapple Jacks, doors open at 5:30. Action starts at 6. We have 2 companies merging together. This has got to be some great storylines. A good place to jump on, too, if you're a fan of UPW. You know, you're going to see a lot of these guys now, you know, bucking their way to the top, as they say. So we're going to go to break. We'll be back right after this. And if you want to give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. We'll be back in just a moment here on Fox Sports 1280.
Enough with this wee stuff. Your team was set. And me, I'm the guy.
I gotta go with the champ on this one. Is it fair that he has to defend the championship in a handicap match? Well, in my view, nope.
At Progressive, we think your floral boutique is the bee's knees. In fact, it's all the bee's knees and every hive of bees and all the trees from here to Belize. Please. Everyone agrees. You deserve the expertise of Progressive Business Insurance. With over 40 years of experience helping busy bees and their knees glide with ease like a gentle breeze. So whether you're a worker bee, a queen, or none of these, buzz over to ProgressiveCommercial.com if you please. Faster than a bee's knees as he pollinates the leaves of 3 trees. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
So now that you've chosen the paint, the vanities, and the bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern, exclusive Moen Genta. And right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The exclusive Moen Genta, now just $89 during the winter kitchen and bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th, while supplies last.
Hey, it's the Rated R Superstar Edge, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK and Rochester Sports Talk.
Welcome back to the show, and we used to be on 107.3 here in town. So if you hear these terrible edits, you know what I did. All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. We're in the studio. DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Double B Brian Burke, and Colin Delaney joins us. UPW, big show tonight. Why don't we do another? We got four more awards to give away. I'll go with my next one here in a second. I got to just get Randy Orton queued up here. You might remember the Randy Orton Orton Network when they had this big plans for him, and then he got hurt, and so they had him like doing these remote live things, and it was like RNN, and it was some silly stuff, but it was pretty cool. So I'm doing the next award is Female Wrestler of the Year, and the Female Wrestler of the Year is guess. How about the undefeated Asuka? Yes, 50% of the vote. Pretty impressive. I mean, Asuka's a girl that I would like to attach myself to in the WWE right now because they've got a turn.
That doesn't sound creepy.
No, but they've got a women's battle royale coming up where you have this lady who hasn't lost ever since she's been part of the WWE, and it's like it seems like they're still riding this too. So yes. What was it? Someone called up and said, Cashman, you're wrong. She got thrown out of a battle royale down in NXT. Well, that doesn't count, I guess, right?
No. That doesn't count. And that's why I wouldn't pick her to win the female battle royale, because they can still keep her undefeated, but they can also not put her over.
And they also can probably start something with her, too, with somebody else. So.
Right.
And second place in that vote went to Alexa Bliss.
Alexis. You know, I follow her on Instagram, and for some reason, she must own a pig or something.
She does.
Because she has a pig with her all the time. She does. She must be a farm girl or something.
She had a great year, though.
She did. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, heck, she was on SmackDown. She won that title. Immediately comes over to Raw, wins that title, and holds it for quite a long time. So, definitely. Let's do one more, and then we'll get back to talking with Colin here, or taking your calls as well.
I have one if you want me to do that.
Oh, you want to do one?
They've handed me one. I don't have a fancy knife to open it, so this is probably going to be a disaster, but let's see what I got here. Oh, it's already a disaster. There's tape everywhere.
Believe me, I've trashed mine
this
so far.
This is crazy. Oh, sorry. I have breakout star of the year. Oh, with 57% of the vote, Braun Strowman is the breakout star of the year.
Who would ever thunk when he was like added to the Wyatt family that this guy would be?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Can you remember back to those matches, like the Wyatts against like the ECW crew with the Dudleys, Rhino, and Tommy?
Oh yeah,
and just how like kind of lost he looked and kind of out of place. And you look at him and it's like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, I guess he was only like four or five matches in legit when he started, when they brought him up to the main roster. So, I mean, he's been working with the top guys for almost 2 years now. You learn pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that, but it's totally a credit to him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, holy smokes. Because there's been guys who have tried to work with, you know, the guy or the guys, and it just doesn't take, but... Man, he looks good out there.
And then he killed two people on Monday, too.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, he's killed people before. He's actually been killed himself.
I was going to say, in fairness, he killed one of the guys that had previously killed him.
I'm trying to figure out exactly why they had a grappling hook in the box, though.
Good question. I don't know. Grappling hooks are dangerous, though. Anything with a point on it, you got to be careful in the ring. I always worry. Heck, I worry when people pull those stairs apart. There's all the things that hold them together, these little... sharp triangle things at the base of them, you know?
Yeah, I remember back 10 years ago when I weighed about 140 pounds, Mike Knox threw me into the stairs. And for years, I've seen people hit those stairs and the stairs shatter and go everywhere. And I ran as hard as I could and I hit them and they did not move one inch. You watch Braun Strowman, you watch anybody hit him, and they smash and they
pop
go
apart.
All over the
yeah,
place. They pop apart. I hit them, they didn't move one singular inch.
Oh, man.
Just bounced off them.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then we got one more segment, man. That is awesome. 222-1280, Star 12 is the number. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports. We'll be right back.
Hurt in a car? Call William Matar. Here's what real clients are saying.
The attorneys at William Matar were just amazing. You know, if you're hurt in a car, call William Matar. Everything just went so fast and so smoothly.
Prior results do not guarantee similar outcome. At William Attar, we have helped thousands with serious injuries. Call 444-4444. Main Street, Williamsville. West Main Street, Rochester. Hurt in a car? Call William Attar.
At Progressive, we think your handbag business with the reversible top-notch is top-notch. In fact, there's no other notch at the tippity-top your top-notch doesn't top. But even at the top, you didn't stop. You copped Progressive Business Insurance. With over 40 years of expertise helping non-stop and top-notchers notch spots at the top. Now, break out your stopwatch and hopscotch to ProgressiveCommercial.com. Because this is one opportunity you don't want to botch. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Get organized inside and out at the Store More, Save More event going on right now at the Home Depot. Declutter in a big way with the Home Depot's HDX 4-tier shelf. It's a special buy at just $19.88. It's easily assembled with no tools required, and it can handle up to 600 pounds of your stuff. Storage needs come in all shapes and sizes. So do storage solutions at the Store More, Save More event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in store and online while supplies last.
Hey, this is Eric Young. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280. WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Shinsuke Nakamura. Kyle, I'm going to ask you this. Nakamura has got such a history coming in WWE. Do you feel he's being misused?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, he's at the top of the card. Like, we've already talked about a couple guys who you can, you know, make a case for misused, like Austin Aries or like Kenta,
yeah,
or Hideo Itami. But, you know, and then put Nakamura by comparison to Hideo Itami or Austin Aries. He's at the top of the card. He's been at the top of the card since he's gotten there. I don't think they're misusing him at all.
He doesn't even need to wrestle, to be honest with you. He just needs to come out and, you know, do his rock star bends and stuff like that. I mean, he's super over. He's been over since day one. He was so over when we were up at NXT in Toronto for that takeover before Survivor Series a year and a half ago. And it was like just unbelievable, you know, how over that guy was. And it's like, and I think that's why I think NXT is different, because there's a lot of smart guys who know NXT way better than, you know, I mean, and they appreciate it for what it is, you know.
Was Nakamura on the ballot for breakout star of the year, or would he have been considered last year more of a breakout star?
I think it was more last year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick call. 222-1280 starts early. We do. Oh, he's gone. Never mind. Why don't we go right to finish up our awards, because this is the end of the year awards deal. Danger Boy, you?
Yeah, I've got Male Wrestler of the Year.
Okay.
And I pre-ripped my tape, so I didn't have to deal with that.
you weren't fighting with it like we all were.
That's a big chunk of the vote.
Yes.
With 52% of the vote, the winner is AJ Styles.
Wow. Well, I mean, listen, AJ is the man, you know, who made SmackDown, according to him. But, I mean, he's a guy who we talked about, even talked about this last week, that he got bumped down to make another title, not the main event, not the main title, to, you know, bring it up into more prominence. And then they decided that Jinder Mahal probably, I don't know what they went, I don't know what their thinking was. I felt it was a demotion for him. You know, it's like, hey, you're the champion the past year. You're the most exciting thing on the show. Why don't we put you down and you do the, you know, the U.S. title now for a while and you hold that, you know? And then they said, you know what, maybe we ought to bring him back. Crowd just loves this guy.
What an insane career AJ Styles has had. Like, from start to finish, like, he's been around so long, he's been everywhere, he's done everything now, and he just continues. Like, if you told me, because I remember seeing AJ Styles live for the first time in Ring of Honor back 12, 13, 14 years ago.
Sure.
If you'd have told me that 14 years later, this dude would A, still be at it, B, be better than he was 14 years ago, I would have told you you were crazy.
Yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, and you know, and he's a guy that we always felt, you know, he was like the, you know, he was a guy who was like the John Cena of Impact Wrestling. He was that big a star, and they so mistreated him at the end that he said, you know what, I want to try WWE. WWE doesn't always bring someone in and let them use their name and immediately start them out in, you know, their first match is with the Royal Rumble, which... And that's exactly how he started with his name. You know, it's like he came in. They felt that there was enough with him that they didn't need to give him a gimmick and had to train him down in the minors for months and months and months. you know, and there's other guys that they do that I think they never should have, like Joe and some bunch of guys I think were all ready to come up to WWE. Rude. Even Eric Young. It's interesting that he's still down there. It's like, I definitely think that guy should be on WWE TV too, you know? Just some of the crazy characters he's done. But AJ, so, okay, what we got? One left now, Danny?
Yeah, last one.
Okay, let's do this.
Match of the year. I'm going to open this anyway, even though I'm staring at the results on my phone, just because I like to play along.
Gotcha. Play along like we do at home.
Match of the year. Not a surprise. Kenny Omega versus Kazuchika Okada. And we told you, I mean, take your pick. Really? They had three great matches this year. We limited it to Wrestle Kingdom 11 and Dominion, but... I mean, you cannot argue with the series of matches those two guys had this year.
No, no. And then what was the one, like a week later? Or it was like...
Oh, no, they did Wrestle Kingdom, Dominion, and then they had the face-off...
In the G1.
In the G1.
Yeah, the G. That when they were in California then they did that, I think, right?
No, the California, Kenny Omega was in the U.S. title tournament.
That's right, that's right. Well, hey, Colin, we're running up against it, man. Thank you so much for coming up. And tonight, I want to let you can catch Colin wrestling. Colin and his tag partner, that's right, Ryan Cassidy, are taking on Carter Mason and Lyle Knight tonight.
Yes.
And you can catch Colin at UPW Merge Show. It's Pineapple Jacks. Doors open at 5:30. Wrestling action starts at 6. Tickets are at the door, $18. $20, you can get the reserve front row, which is pretty cool. And listen, you know how I say this all the time on the air. Go to the indie shows. You know, you can get like a third row, fourth row seat, and not much unlike WWE where you're in the nosebleeds for the same price. So, and plus you get this action. So sometimes you get pulled into the action. So, Colin, thank you so much for joining us today, man. Please, and have a great night tonight.
Yeah, thank you guys.
All right, and thank you guys for being there. We missed a lot of news. We'll catch up next week. And the Painies are in the books for 2017. We'll see you next week, guys, on Fox Sports 1280.